Did everything always go as planned on these pours for the elevators, or were there ever any problems that you remember?
They went pretty steady as far as I can remember. It's two 12-hour shifts. You couldn't go real fast because they'd put it in that hoist bucket I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
They would hoist it up. It wouldn't be too high in the start, but as you went up, it got higher. So they didn't want to pour it too fast because when they jacked the forms up, the concrete would move. But they used to take it up there and dump it in a hopper on the wherever the level was, dump it on the in a hopper, and then they wheeled all the way around the tank with wheelbarrows, buggies. So then they'd have to, I guess it could be high enough to dump it into the form.
So these forms would go right up to the top, so they'd be hauling those buckets.
Well, they'd keep jacking the forms up. They'd pour till they got full, and then they'd have to jack them.
And how was that jacking done?
I don't know. They had some kind of hydraulic jacks there. I don't know how. I never seen how they worked.
Was there just one person operating that, or?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
More than likely had it by air or oil. I'm not sure. But they fill the form and then they'd have to jack it up. But they couldn't go too fast. So I don't know if they did two tanks at the same time. It could have been, because then by the time they got the next one full, the first one would be dry enough to lift up. Because they used to go steady with them. And the form actually would only be maybe 4 feet high, something like that.
And they went up over 100 feet when they were finished. So that was a long...
120 feet, I think, the elevators was, yeah.
Mm, that rings a bell.
And then the one tank, I think the one tank, there'd be about, on the slab, there'd be about 6 tanks, maybe 6 or 8.
Yeah.
I think they'd have 2 side by side, which is pretty big tanks. Maybe each one be 50 feet across.
The silos?
Each tank.
Yeah.
Pretty big, you know.